guys, welcome back to Question Mark with me, Carolina. Thank you so much for being here. I hope everybody is doing so much better now. Honestly, for me, I feel like I'm getting my groove back since this whole quarantine thing started. And yeah, I've been more creative. I've been wanting to experience more things, even like the little things. I've been painting like at least once a week and just making more like me. I mean, I've been all about like doing like me things, but more like creative me things, like the things that have made me successful in life. So it's been great to get back to that. I mean, if you're not there yet, that's okay too, because I'm not gonna lie, for me, like, the last month was not the best month, and it's okay to not be okay, but so far, May has been way different for me, and I think it's also because, like, my birthday was May 6th, and then it was Mother's Day, so it was just a lot of good things going on, and that just made me want to even create more good things. So yeah, so today's episode's gonna be a fun one. I mean, I know a lot of people could relate to this, but then it's like, why am I even spending time talking about it? But honestly, it's been a big like thing in my life, and it's kind of embarrassing, but you know. Alright, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, so let's get right into it. I want to tell you guys, like, kind of read off of the last order that I put on Amazon, and I don't know, it's a little embarrassing that I ordered that many things, but I think that's what made me want to make this episode. Because I recently, when was it? I think it was like last week. I went crazy on Amazon and I ordered, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Oh my god, this is bad. Okay, so I ordered 21 things in 1 week from Amazon. I mean, I'm going to read you guys like what I ordered. So some of the things make sense, but I mean, everything makes sense. Like everything I got makes sense, but this is how Amazon gets you. And even like online shopping in general. Okay, so the first thing I got, where is it? I got this shower curtain. And we do need a new shower curtain. Like, it's not, like, a necessity, but we've had our shower curtain for a while. And I thought this one was super cute. It's, like, a garden shower curtain with butterflies. And it was only $25. So, you know, I don't feel bad about that. And I really do want it, so. Then I got me and Jordan card holders, like marble print. So I got him the black marble print and I got me the white one, and we got them already, like we got them delivered already, and they're so cute. And let me see the price. Where's the price? It was only $9. You see, I could have sworn I paid more for that, but that's very convenient, and we both needed it. I don't really like wallets, like big wallets and stuff, so yeah. And he recently left his wallet in the washing machine with everything in it, and it just got destroyed, so he has just been carrying his cards and everything in his pocket. So I was like, yeah, you definitely need it, so I don't regret that either. All right, let's see, next thing I bought. Oh, this is cute. Yeah, I don't regret this either. It's a DIY 6-pair golden tone aluminum wire wrapped spiral earring making kit. So yeah, I bought a earring making kit because I really wanted to make some like nice crystal stone earrings, and I'm really excited because I've never made jewelry before. Well, I have like way back, but like this is different. This is cute. And this is only $12.70, so that was a good one. Alright. Alright. What was the next thing I bought? Oh, I got my mother-in-law some Pandora earrings for her birthday. Not her birthday, Mother's Day. And that was like $55, which was a good price. And it was convenient because she lives in North Carolina, so I just bought them on Amazon and got them shipped to her address, so it was perfect. Then, oh my god, these cars outside, sorry guys. Then I got Crocs for Jonah, which came yesterday, and they're so cute. So I definitely don't regret that either. What was the price for these? Oh, like $25. That's a good price for Crocs. Then, so Jonah has been obsessed with Jordan's guitar. He's always like trying to play it and like touching it and stuff. So I found a tiny little toy guitar for $14 on Amazon. And it also came yesterday and he loves it. So that was a good one too. Then I also got this yesterday. I ordered deodorant. This is gonna sound silly, but vegan deodorant with essential oils, non-toxic, lavender, lemon. And it was $15 and I love it. So I'll definitely buy it again once I finish it. Then I ordered some frames for my paintings. And that was like $27 for a two pack. And I ordered four. So it was like $50, $60. Which I don't regret because I actually need it to frame my paintings that I've been working on lately. And I'll definitely be posting those on Instagram when I have the frame, so I'm excited for that. Next thing, I got a towel for Jonah because he has like the baby hooded towels, but he's getting too big for it, so I definitely needed a bigger towel for him because he's huge now. And it has like little koala ears. It's super cute, and it's like bamboo cotton. So I heard those are like great for babies and stuff, and it was only $16.99, so that's supposed to come today. What else did I buy? Let me see the list of things. Oh, I ordered this marble comforter cover, and it came and it was too small, so I returned it. And I got another one from a different brand in a bigger size, and it was a lot more, well, it's not super expensive, but it was like more expensive than the last one I ordered. And this one's $33.99, but it's super pretty, and we do need a new cover, so I'm excited for that one. Okay, this is a silly one. So I'm very into like crystals and stones. I have a bunch of like rose quartz and amethyst, and just like everybody that knows me, like my cousin, my mom, they usually just get me stones wherever they see them because they know I really like them. So I have them on our nightstand. And the other day, I don't know why, I just thought about it, like that me, Jordan, and Jonah should get like our birth month stone. And I've been known that mine is emerald, so I told Jordan like to look up his and Jonah's says sapphire, And Jordan's is ruby, so I order like our birthstones, which I'm super excited about it. And these were all over the place. The place, sorry. The sapphire one was like $5. Mine was like 14. And I think, let me see Jordan's. This is the thing with all his was like $4. But I was saying, this is the thing with Amazon. It just gets you, man. Because they have everything you could think of. And then the next thing I bought, let me see. What did I get? Okay, I bought a stand with mount for our TV in our bedroom. And that was $61.95. We do need it because we just got a big TV for the living room. So, like, the one that we had there is going in our bedroom now. And I don't really want to mount it to the wall because I feel like, I don't know, I'm very like feng shui type of person and love where like to see things go where they belong and it just makes sense. I think I'll probably make an episode about that because it sounds like it would be fun. But yeah, well, I bought that stand because I feel like it would work perfect in our room. Then I bought a Roku streaming stick, and well, we also needed that for the TV, so I don't regret that. I think that was like, it doesn't say the price anymore, but I think that was like $40. And then I bought our, hold on, what is it? Oh, I bought a stand, like a TV stand for our 60-inch TV that we just got. And that was $100. Then, okay, so this is something that I just thought about. I mean, I've been saying we needed this, so our pillows are super flat now. We haven't bought new pillows in a long time. And recently, I had sciatica for like 4 days. And yeah, it was, well, I'm still like in pain from it, but it was just horrible. Like, I'll probably tell you guys the story when I'm done telling you guys about the Amazon stuff. But our pillows are super flat, and I'm supposed to put like pillows under my knees to just like help with the pain when I go to sleep, and it didn't help. And I was like, it's because our pillows are so freaking flat that they don't really have any support, you know? So I ended up ordering some pillows, and they were only $32 for like a two pack, so I think that's a good deal. And the last thing, and honestly, I only bought this because I bought the stand for our new TV in the living room. I bought a elephant statue. So yeah, I love elephants, and this one, it doesn't say the price, but I think this wasn't that pricey. I think it was like $12 or something, and it's pretty big, and I'm really excited to get it. Recently, in the beginning of this year, I got an elephant tattoo, and it's like my favorite tattoo. So yeah, I'm excited for this to come. It's gonna look super cute in our living room. And that's all of the things that I bought. I was just gonna say something about Amazon, but oh yeah, so I feel like I'm definitely like one of my, what do you call them? Oh, I have mom brain most of the time. Like when you build a resume and you put like the things that you're good at, I would definitely consider putting like Amazon shopper. 'Cause you know there's like a lot more to it. Like you have to look at the reviews. If there isn't any pictures on the reviews, I usually don't go for it 'cause I love to see how the item would look in person. And yeah, one of the good things about Amazon, if you have Amazon Prime, like you could always return everything for free and you get like a refund right away. So yeah, I love Amazon. But honestly, I have been feeling kind of bad because I feel like I should be supporting like local businesses more, but it's kind of hard when you're just stuck in the home all the time. And I feel like once everything is back to normal, I'll definitely be like supporting more of like the local businesses and less of like me and Amazon. But we just have to come to terms with the fact that Amazon is going to be in my life for the rest of my life until like the next thing comes. And then I'm like, okay, bye, Amazon. I do feel like Amazon is going to be around like for a long time. We'll see. We'll see what happens. So that was the list of 21 items I ordered in 1 week from Amazon. And I am accepting my truth and sharing it with the world. But yeah, I mean, it's not that bad. Like, now that I read back, like, everything that I ordered, I feel like I make smart decisions and things that we actually needed to use. And everybody's happy, you know? So, yeah. Last week was pretty rough for me physically. I was running errands, and it was on Friday, May 8th, and my mom's birthday's May 8th, so I was out like getting things for her and just like trying to put something together for her. And I was at the supermarket buying plants, and I just suddenly like I took a step and I just felt like painful like pulling in the back of my well the back of my back, like my lower back. And I was like, fuck, like I knew it was sciatica because it happens to me all the time. And it's even more painful now, like after I had Jonah, which makes sense, but it's just not a good time. And I was probably like 3, 4, like 5 blocks away from our house, and I just like I don't even know how I made it back home from the supermarket. There's one huge block to our house, and I just felt like I was never gonna make it home once I was walking up that block. But thankfully I made it, and then Jordan just like helped me to the bed, and he put the ice pack on my back and like massaged me and stuff with like the creams that we always have. Like, we always have this one cream that my mom recommended because we know that I usually always get sciatica. So yeah, but this time honestly it was so much worse. Like, at one point I was sitting in the kitchen and we were eating or something, and I was like, nope, I can't do it anymore, I can't sit. And then I like stood up and I just felt like I was gonna pass out. Like, it was so painful. But yesterday and today I felt so much better. Like, there's still pain, you know, if I stand for too long or do too much, but it's definitely like getting back to normal. And honestly, this is the fastest I've recovered from it, 'cause usually it's been what, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yeah, it's been like 3 to 4 days, and usually like it lasts for me like 7 days. So I'm very thankful that it's going away, and hopefully it doesn't come back for like a year. But I'm pretty sure you guys will hear me say this again, like, I got sciatica. But yeah, thank you guys so much for sticking through this episode with me. I know it might not be the most interesting one, but I thought it would be fun. And you know, just not everything has to be so serious and just like mom life, even though that is like me 24/7. But I want you guys to like know that I'm very like just like you. I have things that I shouldn't be doing, but I do do them. And you know, at the end of the day, I feel like we all make the best choices that we could. I feel like I'm making this sound way worse than it is, 'cause I do feel like I'm addicted to Amazon, but it's not like a bad addiction that is ruining my life. If anything, it's like making everybody happy, 'cause I'm always getting everybody like little things that they would like and making the house look pretty. But yeah, Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you guys stay happy and creating whatever. You know, creating is anything you want it to be. Because I always tell people, like, you know, if you're more creative, it'll just help with, like, your mood and how you feel. And even now that we're at home, and creative doesn't necessarily have to be, like, painting or drawing. You could be creative in any way possible, in cooking, in dancing, doing your makeup, your hair, like anything that makes you feel creative is valid. And that's what I always try to explain to people. But yeah, thank you so much for tuning in. This is me saying it for like the fourth time. Stay healthy and sane.